I think every time I've ever seen you, I don't know how you're going to take this. I think every time I've ever seen you, you're wearing the same thing.
That's probably true.
Because you're always on duty.
I'm always on duty. As an administrator, with my administrative duties, that kind of puts me there in the office Monday through Friday. Yep. So every time I come in here, I've got the uniform on.
Troy, I'm just saying you're super predictable, and I dig that.
I am. I am a routine guy. There's no doubt about that.
I'm finding the older I get that the routines are somewhat important. And yeah. It's a little weird. But.
When I get out of the routine, I tend to forget something. And that's why I have the routine.
I was going to ask you a little later in the conversation about your people, meaning the people at Yankton County EMS. But let me bump that up to right now, because I know you have a retirement coming up. And let's highlight someone here this morning.
All right. Brenda Goble has been our billing specialist for the last 11 years. Full-time employee in the front office, taking care of all of our billing. She's gone through a lot of changes. You know, we were doing billing in-house when she first got there. They switched that over to third-party biller for a few years. That didn't really work out so well for us, and so we went back to in-house billing here a couple of years ago, and she's kind of taken all of those changes in stride. And Brenda has decided that it's time for her to retire.
Oh, congrats, Brenda.
And I mean, officially, actually, sit at home and retire. Yeah, congratulations to her. So next week, Thursday, is her final day. As a full-time employee, she is going to stay a few hours part-time in August to kind of help with that transition, and we have hired somebody to replace her that's gotten started already. So we are going to have a little bit of an open house for her next week. Anybody who knows Brenda wants to stop by the ambulance office, it's on Thursday, July 31st. From 3 to 4 p.m. at the ambulance office there at 805 Capitol. We'll have an open house so people can kind of stop by and say hi to her and wish her well on her retirement. Now, I was just telling you before we came on the air that I've been doing this for almost 32 years. Brenda is the only employee of Yankton County EMS that I can remember who's gone into retirement from leaving Yankton County EMS. Most of the other employees who've left have gone on to other jobs or whatever. I don't remember anybody who's actually gone to retirement from Yankton County EMS. So congratulations to Brenda.
Interesting. What did Brenda bring to the crew? What abilities did she have? What characteristics really served you guys well?
Brenda is a very thorough person. That's the way I want to put it. She did her job well by making sure that she was doing everything correctly and being very thorough about it. Sometimes all of us at our job get in a little bit of a hurry, or we tend to get into that routine again, mm-hmm. where we're just doing things repeatedly over and over again, and we kind of do it without thinking about it. But I think that Brenda always made sure that she was very thorough about what she did. And the other thing that I really noticed about her was how she really cared about the people that we transported and was always very friendly to them. You know, occasionally we have people who would stop in the office to ask questions about billing or to pay their bills or to make payments on their bills. And she was always willing to let them sit down in the office with her and chit chat for a while, and just was always very friendly with them.
Well, congrats, Brenda. If you want to see the team, go to the website, ycems.org. That stands for Yankton County EMS, ycems.org. And then I think if you click on the tab about, you can see Troy's funny little smirk that I see. Is that a selfie?
I think somebody took that for me, but you know, I just, it's
you kind of look like somebody just told you a halfway funny joke.
It's my half serious kind of sort of authoritative, yeah. But not really too much look.
You look professional yet a little bit fun. And then the billing people, the full-time providers, the part-time providers. You might be surprised how many faces you recognize.
Yeah, we have a really good crew, and then numbers up around 25 to 30 employees, I should say.
Can we talk a little bit, move over? It's gotten a lot of conversation lately. I talked with Sheriff Chrissy about move over last week when he was in. Your thoughts on moving over? Are people moving over? What do they need to know about it? And how much does that help you?
The move over law has gained a lot of attention. There are people who respect it, and there are some people that maybe don't respect it as much. And it's a safety situation for us. When we're out there working on the road, that's one of the most dangerous situations that we have. When we're out on a highway, even a street here in town, when we're working a motor vehicle accident, or we might have a situation where we're just near the roadway working a medical call, we just need people to really slow down, pay attention to what they're doing, what they're driving. I think the tendency a lot of time is to kind of watch what we're doing because there's something unusual going on right there that they don't see every day. But we really need you to pay attention to what what's ahead of you on the road and make sure that you're being safe. Slow down, watch for somebody to kind of give you a signal of, you know, which direction to go. A lot of times law enforcement is there to help us out with the traffic control, or the fire departments kind of help us out with the traffic control when law enforcement's not so much available. And just be respectful of that scene that we're working in and make sure nobody gets hurt more than...
I wonder if I'm kind of normal. Tell me if you see a lot of this. If I see lights in my rearview mirror and I know that whether it's law enforcement, fire, or rescue on the way, if they're coming up behind me, complete pullover, complete stop. Like, I mean, how fast can I get out of the way?
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm on the other side of the road, I feel like I slow down and I kind of move over a little bit, but I kind of still keep going. You know, I don't do the hard pullover and stop thing, especially if there's like a median in between. I'm like, is that pretty normal?
Yeah, and on a divided highway like that, just example, the highway between here and Gayville or going down to Vermilion, that's a divided highway, so you probably wouldn't so much need
no,
to.
No, I don't think I would even break stride if I was on like that road.
And, you know, like on an interstate highway where there's no chance of them crossing over there, you don't have to yield when you're coming in the opposite direction at all. On a divided highway like that, all I'm asking is that people pay attention, because sometimes we do have to make that turn. You know, for instance, when we do turn off of that highway to go into Gayville on an ambulance call, you just got to be a little bit, but also be aware that our crew is also taught to watch the traffic very carefully.
You know where I never want to meet you? On the Fleegs Bridge. That's where I never want to meet you, because sometimes I don't feel like two vehicles can fit going the speed limit in broad daylight, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because that really is, that's one of the spots where I get with an ambulance going lights and sirens, and... That's a dangerous bridge. It's tight through there. Yeah. It's really tight. And that's made me nervous a few times when I actually have met a vehicle on that bridge while we're going with the ambulance. But I've also seen a lot of people, as they see us approach, they will stop before they get to the bridge and give us that room.
Folks, it might cost you 3 seconds if you move over, but maybe you'll save a life. Maybe your own. When it comes to being in the ambulance, would you rather be Bo Duke or Luke Duke? And do you understand the question?
Absolutely, I understand the question. Right. I watched the Duke.
Have you ever slid across the front of the ambulance?
I've always wanted to. I've never done it. You know what would happen to me? I'd probably slide it, you know, just, I'd probably keep going to the point where I fell down and...
You'd be the emergency.
Landed on the ground.
Weld
on the other
those
side.
Doors shut. And
yeah.
So would you rather drive or navigate?
Oh, I liked the driving. Yeah, absolutely. It was Bo. Bo did the driving all the time.
Bo did the driving.
Yeah. So I would say that I would like the Bo Duke rule where I'm.
And if you want to see a picture of me and Bo golfing at Hillcrest, I've got it on my phone.
You do not.
I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He was golfing with you out there?
Out at Hillcrest last fall. Yeah.
Oh, he was in town, wasn't he?
Yeah, we had him in town.
That's
for a week,
right.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's
I had to slip that in.
I really think I mean I've seen his posts on Facebook. I think that John Schneider's a great guy, and that's just awesome that you had that.
Yeah, we get to spend time. Also demolished him in golf too. Just absolutely tore him apart.
So you demolished him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for you.
Well, so, he ain't talking about it, so somebody asked.
So he's never coming back to Yankton again.
Well, he's never coming back. Fun to visit with you. Appreciate your crew. Is there anything else that's on your mind before we say goodbye?
No, I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate what our crew does on a day-by-day basis, because we have to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, days, nights, weekends, holidays, and they are there doing that job that they need to do, and they work hard. They're a great crew, and I really appreciate every single one.
All right. Well said.